所以下来呢，我们继续的学习马太福音的系列。
And today we continue our study on the book of Matthew.
今天我会继续上一次还没有讲完的。
Today is a sequel to what I talked about last time.
上一次我们讲到的是马太福音的第六章22到23节。
What we studied last time was Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23.
眼睛若健全，全身就明亮。
If your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light.
经文是这样读的：眼睛就是身体的灯，如果你的眼睛健全，全身就都明亮。
Matthew chapter 6, 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light.
如果你的眼睛有毛病，全身就都黑暗。如果你里面的光变成黑暗，这是多么的黑暗。
Verse 23. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
上一次我已经讲过了，耶稣在讲的，在谈的，就是我们的属灵视力。
As I said last time, what Jesus is speaking about here is about our spiritual eyesight.
他不是在说我们这一双眼睛的视力好不好。
He is not concerned about whether our physical eyes have good vision.
他关心的是我们属灵的视力好不好。
What he is concerned about is whether our spiritual eyesight is good or not.
如果你属灵的视力好的话，你都能够分辨出福音的价值。
Because if you have good spiritual vision, then you can appreciate the value of the gospel.
你会全心全意的去追求神。
And then you can pursue after God with all your heart.
但是眼睛要健全的话，上一次我们提到一个秘诀。
But in order for your spiritual eyesight to be good, you must know a secret that we learned, that we mentioned last time.
还有没有有人记得健全是什么意思呢？
Does anyone of you remember what does the word sound mean?
这是上一次我们的主题。
And that was the topic of last talk.
如果要全身明亮，有方向，看得准人生的意义的话，我们需要什么呢？
In order for the whole body to be full of light, and that means in order that you can see the direction of your life clearly, then what is the secret that you must know?
有谁记得？
Does anybody remember?
阿华记不记得？一下子记不起来哈，啊，飞嘞？系啦，肺通常记性都好好嘅，其实。
So normally, Fei has the best memory of the whole human race.
那好差都记得，真系，都好啊，感谢神啊，最差的那个都记得了，专一啊，就是专注的意思。
Yeah, so Stephen is right. The word sound is actually means single in the original.
那专一的相反义词就是分心了。
Now the antonym, the opposite of being single is distraction.
三心两意。
Being double-minded.
但是今天我要继续讲的这个字，其实还有另外一个含义。
What I want to speak about today is this word has another layer of meaning.
单纯。
And that is simple.
健全就是单纯。
So when the Bible says sound, it means simple.
你是个单纯的人吗？
Are you a simple person?
还是你喜欢把事情弄得很复杂？
Or are you a person who are inclined to make things complicated?
这个社会教育我们不要那么单纯。
Now the world today teaches us that never be so simple-minded.
因为太过分的单纯会容易受骗。
Because if you are too simple-minded, you can be deceived.
但是我想问你一个问题。
But I want to ask you a question.
你喜欢跟单纯的人做朋友呢，还是跟一个复杂的人做朋友？
Would you rather make friends with people who are simple, or do you rather make friends with complicated people?
你说呢？
What do you say?
你喜欢跟单纯的人做朋友。
So you rather make friends with people who are simple.
有没有人想跟复杂的人做朋友？
Does anyone of you rather make friends with people who are complicated?
如果有呢，请你举手，也不是错的哈，这是你的选择。
It's just your choice. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. If there any one of you who rather make friends with those who are complicated, please raise your hand.
Anyone? 有吗？没有啊。
None of you?
那么你和我都不要做一个复杂的人了。
So in this case, neither you or I should become a complicated person.
我问你另外一个问题。
Let me ask you a next question.
你喜欢跟 Lydia 玩，还是跟我玩呢？
Would you rather play with Lydia or would you rather play with me?
Lydia, 我都是这样想的。
I agree with you. I'd rather play with Lydia also.
所以怪不得 Lydia 一进来的时候，全部人都不知坐在这里的，都去了隔壁的房间。
Little wonder, the moment Lydia enters the hall, everybody goes to her.
那为什么
？Why?
因为小孩单纯。
Because they are simple.
刚才我一坐下来，小龟，我坐在小龟的身边。
When I sat down for the worship just now, I was sitting beside little Grace.
她有几句话想跟我说。
And she has something to tell me.
然后说完之后，我就说啊，下个礼拜你要回老家了。
I said to her, next week you are going back to your home country.
她说是去一个月。
She said, yes, we're going for a month.
我会想你的。
And she said, I will miss you.
哦，那很甜啊，我听到有人会想我。
Wow, how sweet that sounded to me. She missed me.
那这就是小孩的单纯。
Now, this is what a simple child is like.
她的感受是什么，她就告诉你。
How she feels, she will let you know.
她不害羞。
She's not ashamed to tell you.
我都要向她学习。
So I must learn from little Grace.
所以我也对她说，我也会想你的。
So I said to her, I will also miss you, Grace.
单纯。
Simple.
我们每一个人都喜欢跟单纯的人相处。
All of us would rather make friends with people who are simple.
那单纯到底是什么意思呢？
But what exactly do we mean by simple?
单纯不是无知。
By simple, we don't mean ignorant.
不是没头脑。
It doesn't mean you are empty-headed.
不动脑筋的。
Or you are lazy to think.
一句话就是笨。
That means you are not stupid.
那单纯不是笨。
So being simple doesn't mean you are being stupid.
耶稣说的单纯是一种的态度。
What Jesus means by being simple, it's an attitude that you have.
就是说，存着一颗单纯的态度去听道。
That means you listen to the gospel with a simple heart.
一旦听出圣经的话是对的时候，你就相信。
And that means the moment you recognize what is being said is true, then you believe.
有人听到抱着怀疑的态度。
And some people listen to the gospel with a doubting heart.
有很多疑问在心里。
As they listen, there are many questions in their mind.
疑问不是说问提问问题的疑问。
By questions, by doubts, I don't mean a valid question that you can have.
我是说怀疑
的态度。What I mean is a doubting attitude.
看圣经的时候不停地反问，但是不过如果这些的 态度。
So what I mean is when you read the Bible, you hear the Bible, you, in your mind, there is a lot of ifs and buts.
那你就听到的话，你听过就算了。
So after you've listened, you forget.
不打算去相信。
And you have no intention to believe.
更没有打算去行道。
And not to mention to practice.
圣经说，心怀二意的人不要奢望能从神那里得到什么。
The Bible says, people who are double-minded do not expect that they receive anything from God.
一个单纯的心，也是说他对神有单纯的信心。
So, secondly, by being simple, we mean a person who has a simple attitude towards God.
能见到神的人，就是说能跟神接上的人呢，他们都有一个特点。
People who can connect with God all have one thing in common.
就是他们都对神单纯。
And that is, they all have an attitude that is simple towards God.
单纯的信心，用祷告去接触神。
They pray with a faith that is simple, and with that, they pray to God.
如果你想接触到神的话，就不能光用理性去分析。
If you want to make contact with God, you cannot expect to use your intellect merely.
一个纯理性的人是很难见到神的。
One who relies only on his intellect, is very difficult for him to reach God.
我们不能光用理性把神分析。
We must not analyze God merely with our intellect.
神是个灵。
God is spirit.
你必须用心灵去接近他。
You must draw near to God with your spirit.
向他诚心的祷告。
And pray to him with a sincere heart.
愿意用信心去祷告的人，神必定会回应的。
A person who is willing to pray to God by faith, and God will certainly respond.
这都是能见到神的人都有这一个共同点。
So all those who can contact God have this one thing in common.
也因为人对圣经的教导，对神有单纯的信心，这样的话，这样的一个人对人也会单纯。
And because such person treats the gospel with a simple heart and relate to God with a simple heart, such person can also relate to others with a simple attitude.
对人单纯的意思就是说他对人很正常。
When I say such people relate to others with a simple heart, I mean they treat others with honesty and sincerity.
单纯不是不复杂，单纯就是不复杂，不圆滑。
Being simple-hearted means you're not being complicated.
如果我们一只眼睛看着神，另外一只眼睛看着世界的话，我们的视力就会模糊。
If you look at God with one eye and the world with your other eye, then you are distracted.
思想也会复杂。
And then your thoughts will become complicated.
然后跟人相处的时候，你也会想得很复杂。
And when you relate to people, you will also think in a very complicated way.
一个单纯的人就好像一个小孩一样。
A simple person is like a child.
他跟你相处不会猜疑你的。
When a child relates to you, he or she doesn't have any doubts against you.
他说话很直率。
What he says to you, it comes straight from his heart.
一个对人单纯的人，他们说话也不会吞吞吐吐的。
A person who relates to others honestly and sincerely also will not mince his words.
想吃，他就说想吃。
If he wants to eat, he will tell you, I want to eat.
不想吃就说不想吃。
If he doesn't want to eat, he will tell you, I don't want to eat.
爽直。
Very straightforward.
你不用猜他的意思。
You don't have to guess his intentions.
跟这些人相处， 是很容易。
To relate to such people, you'll find it very easy.
但是有些人的成长背景造成了他们的性格复杂。
But some people have come from a background that is very complicated, and that has an impact on his or her character.
他们的心变得，他们变得疑心重。
And they become people who tend to be skeptical.
有一种防人之心。
And very defensive.
思想变得复杂。
And thoughts become complicated.
常常猜疑别人的用心
and all the time, thinking negatively about people.
你讲了一句话，他总会觉得你有其他的意思。
Whatever you say to such a person, the person will always think what you really mean is something else.
跟这类人相处好累啊。
To relate to such a person, you will find very tiring.
你不知道他在想什么。
Because you don't really know what the person thinks.
他把真心话藏在里面。
Because it hides his true feelings deep inside him.
讲话吞吞吐吐。
And his speech is not very straightforward.
我们做基督徒的应该单纯。
To be a Christian, we must be simple.
在教会里，我们一起要学习单纯。
In the Church of God, we must learn to be simple.
彼此真诚对待。
And to relate to each other in sincerity.
用爱心说诚实话。
And in love to speak what is true to each other.
不要让人猜你的意思。
Don't make others to guess what you really feel.
也千万不要变得复杂。
And please, by no means,never become complicated.
如果在教会里你都不能以真诚相对的话，试问你还可以在哪里找到信任的人呢？
If you cannot be simple even in the Church of God, how and where do you find people who you can relate to in simplicity?
几个礼拜前楼下的那个借贷员请我们为他的家人祷告。
A few weeks ago, the receptionist on the ground floor asked us to pray for her nephew.
他跟我们都是就是礼拜天见面一两个小时。
And between her and us, we only meet each other on a Sunday.
而且是初相识。
And we are just mere acquaintances.
但是他愿意把他的家里的事私人的事告诉我们。
But she confided to us things about her family.
为此我觉得很感恩。
And for this matter, I felt very grateful.
因为最起码我们的教会，我们的弟兄姐妹给人家一种的信任。
For the very least,Our people give others an impression that we can be trusted.
他愿意把私人的事告诉我们，请我们为他们祷告。
She was willing to confide to us private things about her family.
其实，我想到你们每一位，我都很感恩。
Actually, when I think of each of you, I am full of thanksgiving.
因为我们相处当中，我们的确有真诚。
Because the way we relate to each other, there is sincerity.
因为好多教外的朋友来到我们教会，都觉得啊，你们的这个团体，我可以信任。
And many people who have come into contact with us have told us that this your church have people whom I can trust.
有些哭着对我说，我在外面找不到可以信任的人，可以如此的谈心。
And some even say, outside the church, I cannot find the same kind of people whom I can trust.
所以我为你们感谢神。
And they say, I give thanks to God for you people.
我们不知不觉被神改变成一位 一种的单纯的人。
And unknowingly, we have been transformed by God into people who are simple-hearted.
那一个单纯的人也是因为对神有信心，他这种人对于钱财也不会看得那么重。
A person who is simple, also treats money matters with a simple attitude.
因为你对神有单纯的信心，相信他关心你的需要。
And that is because you believe in God, you trust that He takes care of your needs.
所以你就不会这么那么的看重钱财。
And for this reason, you are not very concerned about money and riches.
因此你过的生活也是一种的简朴的生活。
And the result is, the kind of lifestyle you have is very simplistic.
但是如果你目前的信心对神的信心还是不足的话，我邀请你常常的看天父的创造。
But if by today your faith to God is not adequate, then I encourage you to consider much about all the things that the Creator God has made.
耶稣说，你们看天空的飞鸟。
Just as Jesus says, look at the birds in the sky.
他们不撒种，不收割，也不收进仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他们。
The birds, they don't sow, neither do they reap, or they harvest into the barn, but yet the Father feed them all.
你们难道你们不比这些的飞鸟贵重吗？
Are you not much more precious than a sparrow?
也看看田野的草。
And Jesus continues to say, look at the flowers in the field.
这些草啊，今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，丢谢了。但是神都给他们这样美丽的装饰，何况你们呢？
The flowers and the grass in the field, they bloom in the morning and they wither at night. But even so, God clothes them with glory.
所以你们不要忧虑，说我们该吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人、教外人所寻求的。你们的天父原知道你们需要这一切。
And therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day.
一个专注于神、对神有单纯信心的人，是不会为吃啊、喝啊、生活的需要而忧虑。
A person who is single-minded, devoted to God, who has a simple trust in God, they won't be anxious about the daily needs.
因为他们听见耶稣的教导，他们就相信了。
Because when they have heard the teaching of Jesus, they believe it.
然后就用信心常常去祷告，把生命的最重要的事情都放在神里面。
And they concentrate all their energy on praying to God to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
耶稣说，有衣有食就当知足。
And elsewhere Jesus says, so long as we have clothing and a roof to sleep under, that we should be content.
一个单纯的人，他的生活是简朴的。
A simple person leads a simplistic life.
如果你的生活太复杂，那时间就不够用。
If your life is complicated, then you haven't got enough time to spend.
就逼着你要一心多用。
And it forces you to be distracted and multitasking.
令到你非常的疲累。
And making you very exhausted.
精神恍惚。
And very tired.
甚至于追求神的精力都没有了。
And having no energy left for God.
过一个简朴的生活才是上策。
The best option, after all, is to lead a simple life.
把你的精神用来追求永恒的事情。
To conserve your energy to pursue after the things of God.
也正因为你看重神过于看重钱财，你会对神对人都慷慨。
And because you place more emphasis on pursuing God than pursuing money, then you will become very generous towards people.
尤其是对穷人、有需要的人。
Especially towards the needy.
你不吝啬。
You won't be a miser.
那有钱人。也不需要你关心哈，你不用担心，有钱人他们有钱。
And the rich, they have money. You don't have to worry about the rich.
但是我们的要向有需要的人慷慨。
But we need to be generous and merciful towards the needy.
我很快就讲了关于单纯的四方面。
So I have spent not a very long time in telling about.The four aspects of being simple.
一个单纯的人对神的话语的反应。
A person who is simple relates to the Bible message with a simple attitude.
第二就是一个单纯的人对神存一个单纯的信心。
A simple person relates to God with a simple faith.
第三就是因为这个缘故，这个人对人也是非常的单纯。
And certainly, such a person relates to others also in a simple heart.
第四，这个人也会过一个简朴的生活。
And fourthly, such a person leads a simplistic life.
对人也慷慨。
And such people are very generous towards others.
但是下来我要讲的就是其实在我们成长的过程中不知不觉我们会变得复杂。
But the problem is, as time goes on, all of us can become complicated.
即便听了福音也不能单纯的接受。
Even though we have heard the gospel, we might not be able to accept it.
因为有不同的因素在影响我们。
Because there are other factors that affect us.
这个世界的吸引力
The attractions in the world
很多时候都是钱财的忧虑
And worries about money
人际关系的问题
And problems with interpersonal relationship
我们一直成长的时候遇到不同的事情这些事情也许会叫我们变得复杂
As we grow older, we encounter things and experiences which make us complicated.
魔鬼也会利用这些的事情来教唆我们想得复杂。
And the devil will take opportunity and use these experiences to incite us to think in a complicated way.
要我们听到，但是不要相信。
And the devil would suggest to us, yes, you have heard the gospel, but don't believe it.
听了到抱着怀疑的心。
And even though you have heard it, you doubt it.
他的目的就是要我们不要对神，不要对圣经抱着孩子般的心态。
The devil's motive is to prevent us from having a childlike attitude towards God and towards the gospel.
你跟他说敬天国，圣经说要敬天国。
The Bible says you must strive to enter God's kingdom.
他就说谁知道天国有没有
？And the devil says to you, who knows the so-called kingdom of heaven really exists?
圣经又说先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们。
And the Bible says elsewhere, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and the rest of these things will be added to you.
但他就说，你还是靠自己吧。
But the devil suggests to you, it's better that you depend on yourself.
圣经说，有衣有食就当知足。
The Bible says, you should be content as long as you have clothing and a roof.
他就说，不行，你要趁着年轻的时候拼搏。
But he says to you, that's not true. While you are young and capable,Work and make more money.
圣经说，用爱心说诚实话。
The Bible says, speak the truth to each other in love.
他就说，行不通的，你会碰钉。
But he says, this won't work.
你说真心话，别人也不会感激你。
If you are too honest, people won't appreciate it.
也或许，他会在背后捅你一刀。
And the person may even hurt you.
人越大，思想就变得越复杂。
The older we grow, we get, the more complicated we become.
你小的时候，你肯定不会这样想。
When you were small, definitely you wouldn't think in this mindset.
好像小 Grace 一样啊，小 Grace 啊，每天要看圣经的。他叫老老实实的每天的看圣经。
Take little Grace as an example. You teach her read the Bible every day, and she will go and read the Bible every day.
啊，然后刚才我说你在飞机上啊有啊好多时间哦。
And I said to her, on the plane you will have a lot of time.
啊，她说是啊，12个小时啊。
Yes, she said, I will have 12 hours.
我是说啊，那你带上一本书吧。
Then I said, bring along a book to read.
她说，啊，是不是带圣经啊？
And she said, should I bring the Bible then?
就带圣经吧。
And I said, yeah, bring the Bible.
她说，
she said, okay, I'll bring the Bible.
小孩般的纯真。
Childlike simplicity.
她不会说，圣经这么重，不拿了。
She won't say,The Bible is heavy. I won't bring it.
但是大人会这样想。
But adults would think in this way.
对不对
？Am I right?
那所以阿多怎行李怎么无论怎么多都要让他带上。
So no matter how heavy your luggage is, are, 阿多 don't prevent your daughter to bring her Bible.
我们年纪越大，就开始封闭自己。
So the older we get, we close up ourselves.
不向人打开自己。
We don't open ourselves to others.
我们怕受伤害。
We are afraid we'll get hurt.
所以跟人相处变得流于表面。
So our dealings with each other becomes superficial.
这样生活不是很痛苦吗？
And life is painful this way.
我相信我们看到一个小孩，一个纯正的小孩。我们都会用以 一股羡慕的目光去看着他。
I think every time we look at a little child, we look at it with admiration.
为什么？你看这个小孩，你在想什么
？When you look at a child, what are you thinking?
你以前就是这样。
You were like this when you were small.
以前就是这样。
In the past, you were once like this.
现在复杂。
But now, you are complicated.
有时候我都觉得自己变得复杂。
Sometimes I think I become complicated.
我自己心里都觉得很累呀。
I feel very tired.
如果单纯一些，不是更好吗
？If I could be more simple, is it not good?
那我们呢？每一个都要回转，重新变成一个小孩子。
We all need to turn around and become like a child again.
耶稣说，马太福音18:3-4。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 3-4, Jesus says,
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们， 如果你们不回转，变成像小孩子一样，一定不能进天国。所以，凡谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里是最大的。
Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
回转的意思就是，现在不再是这样子，要回到以前。
By the word turn, it means, now you're not like this, you must turn and become like so.
我们要回转，首先就要从内心做起。
In order to make a turn, we must start from the heart.
就是存一种单纯的心去对待神和圣经的教导。
And that is to relate to God and to the gospel message you hear with a simple attitude.
从内心开始的改变。
And starting to change from your inner heart.
这不是自我改造。
I'm not talking about self-reformation.
而是要神来改变我们。
But I mean you must be transformed by God.
你已经变成一个复杂的人。
You have already become complicated.
你很难改变自己。
And it's too hard for you to change yourself.
我们必须靠着神来改变我们。
We must depend on God for the change.
好像回到一个孩子的单纯。
Like returning to the simplicity of a little child.
不要少一些的猜疑。
And spend less time being skeptical.
所以如果我们要进天国的话，要看得清楚福音，这个属灵的视力要好的话，就必须要回到一个孩子般的单纯。
So, if we want to enter the kingdom of God, if we want to perceive the value of the gospel of the kingdom of God, then we must turn again and become like a simple child.
如果圣经说凡事谢恩，你就凡事谢恩了。
When the Bible tells you give thanks in everything, then just give thanks in everything.
你不要显得太复杂。有什么好感恩啊？我到处都疼痛，有什么好感恩啊？
Don't be too complicated. Don't say to yourself, "What have I got to give thanks to God for?"
你尽管去感恩，就好像圣经所说的一样。
Just as the Bible tells you to do, give thanks to God.
那你就会经历到这个圣经的话的大能。
In doing so, then you will experience the power in the Bible.
如果你无条件的，不要太多的顾虑，去遵循圣经的教导的话，你会经历到圣经的能力，神的改变的能力。
If and when you practice what the Bible tells you without a skeptical attitude, then you will experience the strength, God's power of changing you.
常常给自己借口那你永远都不会经历到神。
Now, as long as you keep making excuses for yourself, then you will not experience God's transforming power.
所以下来我们要做一个决定。
So, what is next is that you must make a decision.
下决心要做再做一个单纯的人。
You must be determined to become a simple person.
我在强调单纯的意思不是笨。
Let me emphasize one more time. By being simple, I don't mean being stupid.
单纯不是不待言世人。
Being simple also doesn't mean that you make friends and relate to people.In a foolish way, without discernment.
单纯是对神、对圣经的教导存一颗单纯的相信。
It means an attitude that you have towards God and towards the Bible teaching.
如果现在你还没有这种的单纯，
If by now you still haven't got this kind of simplicity,
因此视力不好,
and as a result, your spiritual vision is not good,
你就要求神去救你了。
Then you must beg God to save you.
求神把你的病治好。
You must beg God to heal your sickness.
把你重新变回一个小孩般般的单纯的一个人。
Ask God to change you back into like a little child who is simple.
最后一段经文，马太福音五章八节。
The last scripture I want to share today, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心就是单纯了。
Pure in heart simply means a simple heart.
不复杂。
Not complicated.
那今天我的信息就到这。
I come to the end of my message today.
我就希望大家都来到神的面前。
I'd like to invite you now to approach God together.
今天的信息应该就很简单呢。
Today's message is a simple one.
我希望能够给了大家，留给了大家一个秘诀。
I think I have shown you the secret.
就是有属灵眼光的秘诀。
This secret has to do with acquiring spiritual eyesight.
第一就是要专一。
First of all, you need to be single.
第二就是要单纯。
Secondly, you must be simple.
我们必须要求神来救我们。
You must ask God to save you.
我们一起安静在神的面前。
Let us together be quiet before God.
听过道之后，我们每一个人各自的向神祷告回应。
And after hearing the message, let us each one be quiet before God and respond to His message.